Well, next we're going to welcome in to Robin Hood Radio, Jonathan Babbitt. Litchfield County Choral Union has an event coming up, which is going to be held at the Ellen Bedeckel Estate in Norfolk, Connecticut. They'll be performing at the Music Shed, as a matter of fact. That is coming up on July 29th at 3 p.m. And let's welcome Jonathan in this morning. Jonathan, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So for our listeners who aren't aware of A, you, or B, the Litchfield County Choral Union, let's get a little background, first of all, on yourself and then how you and the Litchfield County Choral Union.
Well, the Choral Union was founded in 1899 by Ellen Bedeckel Stuckel and Carl Stuckel as the performing ensemble that for which they built a music shed on their estate in Norfolk. And the Stuckels would bring up the New York Philharmonic on the train into Norfolk every summer, and they would have a music festival that would run 2 or 3 weeks with some of the greatest luminaries in the performing world of that time. I began singing with the Choral Union in the early 1970s, and I am now in my 33rd year as music director of the Choral Union.
Time flies. Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
Exactly. I say to people, I don't think I'm old enough to have done anything for 33 years.
Well, let me put it this way. Next year will mark my 50th year in broadcasting, and I am stunned, okay?
Yep, there you go.
So there you go. So now, a little bit about your musical background, what got you interested in being part of something like this.
Well, actually, it was the very fact that my parents brought me at the age of 10 to sing in this group that put me on the track, I believe, to what I now do professionally. The group was conducted in those days by Fenno Heath, who was at Yale, at the Yale School of Music, and director of the Glee Club. And I ultimately followed him to New Haven, and he became my primary teacher in college and graduate school. And so the rest, as they say, is history.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. Now, let's talk a little bit about this concert coming up on July 29th. What can people expect to hear? What are you going to perform?
Well, the two works we're doing are the Requiems, written by Gabriel Fauré and by Maurice Durufle. And they're two of my favorite works. They're not huge, monumental, long works. They're each about 40 minutes in length, plus or minus. But they're beautiful, wonderful bookends of the French Romantic choral style. The Fauré was written at the end of the 19th century. The Durufle was written just after World War II. And they are very similar in many ways, structurally, and obviously the subject matter is the same. But they're so wondrously lush and different in their approach to that structure and the subject matter. They'll be accompanied by the organist David Enloe. David Enloe is a good personal friend and colleague, and he is the professor of organ at Juilliard Conservatory and the organist choir master of Church of the Resurrection in New York.
You know, it's interesting when we talk about the Norfolk music shed at the Bedeckel Estate, because it sometimes is the overlooked gem, because everybody knows about Music Mountain and their Chamber Music Festival. Everybody knows about Tanglewood. Everybody knows about all these other places. But really, this has been a bedrock for impressive music every summer for, I don't know, since I've been alive.
Well, it's right, since 1899. The Bedeckel Estate Music Shed predates Music Mountain and Tanglewood by some decades.
You know, that's why I call it the hidden gem, because it really does have an unbelievable history. And also the range of performances you can see at that shed throughout the summer also are very, very impressive.
That's very true. The Norfolk Chamber Music Festival, which is now in its 54th season
yeah.
Has some of the best of the chamber music repertoire. The Tokyo String Quartet used to be in residence. They no longer exist, but but that caliber of music. And then in addition, there are large independent programs that go on later in the summer as a program of choral music and for choral directors who come and make up what is essentially a lab chorus that studies with Simon Carrington and some of the great current conductors of the American canon. You're absolutely right. There's just wonderful, wonderful programs that take place there.
We're speaking with Jonathan Babbitt. Litchfield County Choral Union has a concert coming up at 3 p.m. July 29th at the Music Shed in Norfolk. If you want more information on that, 401-864-9009. Tickets will be available at the door, but when this interview is complete, this interview will be posted up on our on-demand site on the interview section. If you go to the interview and click on it, at the bottom there's a link that you can click on also for tickets and more information also on this concert in written form. So now, how busy is Litchfield County Choral Union? Is it a year-round endeavor, or is it strictly a summertime endeavor?
It is strictly summertime, and it has always been a summertime performance ensemble. Way back at the beginning of the 20th century, the music director would travel during the winter months from town to town, and on Monday night he would rehearse the Torrington Choral Society, on Tuesday the Salisbury Choral Society, and Wednesday the Norfolk Choral Society. And then when the ice went out and the snow melted in the spring, they would get together all of these choral ensembles, and they would select the best 400 singers to perform the concert.
400.
So it was a very, very busy kind of program, though only one concert a year was presented.
Well, if people want more information on the Choral Union itself, is that number accurate that I gave for them to contact?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
401-864-9009.
And once again, the concert we are talking about and wrapping up this morning is coming up on July 29th in Norfolk at the Shed at 3 p.m. Jonathan, thanks. Thank you for taking a few minutes and joining us this morning, and good luck with the performance.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your time, Marshall.
You're welcome. That is, once again, Jonathan Babbitt the Litchfield County Choral Union in concert at the Norfolk Music Shed on July 29th.